on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dun, dun, dun. Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spock Hall. Tonight, we have Jen and Jana. What's up?
Have you been watching baseball?
Actually, that's funny you ask. I have been watching a lot of baseball. For the last 2 days,
like
we had a state tournament. Oh, yeah, I should do the announcer's voice. Welcome. And then it's like, now batting, number 57, you know, and so on. But anyway.
That's by Gucci.
We had a state tournament. For the 13-year-olds was held in our town, and we went to volunteer. So we were at baseball Saturday and Sunday, and yep.
So, ways of summer.
Yep. Too much baseball.
Never enough baseball. Baseball.
I love that about summertime, like the sound of ball hitting the bat out in the park and stuff. Like, yep. I don't know. It reminds me of being a kid.
Nothing wrong with baseball.
No. Fun. Yeah, you sound like you had that announcer, like a little bit too much of that tonight.
It was fun. My son, actually, my oldest son, who's been on the show before, he actually got to announce one of the games. And so he did that whole, you know, now batting, you know, number 52.
How fun.
And then it's a grounder to first base and he scores, you know, and he had a riot. And he was hoping he was going to get to do it again today. And they already had some people.
That's fun. I can see that being like
that's
right
up his alley. So
I played poker once with that guy that does the boxing, the let's get ready to rumble guy.
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, but then everyone at the table kept talking to him and wanting him to do that, and
he gets paid every time he says it.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, like that's his trademark apparently.
I know.
Yeah, and I don't think you can mimic it. Like, let's get ready to rumble.
Tumble. Yeah, you have to say something else.
Tumble in the jungle. Exactly. In Brazil, because we're talking about Mafia Wars.
Mm-hmm. So is that like a poker tournament or something?
It was a tournament. That's
Did
a
he
few
say
years
anything
ago.
At all, or was he annoyed by everybody?
No, I think he was liking all the attention. Is and people were coming up to the table like that weren't at our table. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of neat. I didn't last very long in that tournament, so I didn't get to spend much time with him.
Interesting.
Wasn't interesting. It was sad when I got knocked out.
Maybe you were intimidated by his celebrity.
Maybe. No, he didn't know me.
But. You were blinded by his awesomeness.
Well, I didn't really even know who he was. Like, I didn't really know that's how it all worked, that it was the same guy that did that every time. Mm-hmm. Like, I was pretty ignorant to boxing. So then my brother told me all about it.
Oh. Yeah, it seems like you'd have to know that in Vegas.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's going on? Anything different in the game this week?
No.
Yeah. I'm surprised Pete hasn't shouted this out yet to steal my thunder.
I gave him a chance.
No, there's something, Pete, there's something that you know about because I saw you comment on a thread about it.
Oh, yeah.
Something you've been asking for forever.
Yeah.
So you should be the one to announce it.
Dun, 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 dun. Drum roll, please. Did anyone ever notice that there's no ZMC that pops up but once a day? Dun, 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 dun.
I only noticed after you guys mentioned it in a room.
Well, we're so used to the Spock Home toolbar closing it, but if you watch quickly, it doesn't always get it fast enough, so you see it open and then it closes. Well, Zynga actually listened to the players and actually now made it where the ZMC just opens up once a day, then 24 hours later, or close to it, then it, you know, it'll come back again. So it's once a day only. So that is a huge relief.
Yeah, it's nice. I notice it acts up. Sometimes I find I get it more than once in an hour, but it's not every time I go to the game.
Right. Or every time you reload a game, and then you got to see it all again, and yeah, and that's what the part I think that they kind of missed about it when we kept saying how much of an annoyance it is. If you're in the game and you're doing something, you're fine. But we're also used to, okay, close it, reload it, do something else, go do this, come back in, reload again, open up a profile of a person you're going to go attack, and all these things.
And by every then time you see all kinds of shiny things.
Yeah, and you have all these pop-up messages that come and interfere with that process. You know, it's like we were adding new people to Spock, and, you know, every time I'd load up a profile page, I'd have to contend with, you know, two pop-ups that told me, you know, to do what Zynga wanted me to do. Well, that's not what I wanted to do at that moment. So, you know, thank you for finally, you know, listening and fixing that for us, so we don't have to contend with that on a...
I bet they have no idea how many times that we will enter the game throughout the day.
Right.
Because it's so much easier to close, like, when you get too much going on, it's just easier to close the window and open up a new one.
It does seem to me like they're trying to fix some things right now, though, is what the good thing about
all this. You know, they added that one-click heal.
Very nice.
And someone did have a suggestion on my fan page. Dave Reiner suggested that it would be cool if they added the power pack down there, too. So you could use the power pack right from the fight module.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah, I would like that. On the, like, 2 times a year that I manually fight, but...
Oh, you're funny. You're the only one I know that even uses that term.
What? Manual fight? What's
That's
that?
That's just fighting to most of us.
Well, if they make it better, then maybe I'll do it more. But there's just too many interferences.
Yeah. I've changed my game. See, like, I told you, I think the last show is I'm just after names now. I really, like, study who I'm killing all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
Theme names, like, it's kind of fun. Yesterday we were just looking for everybody that had, you know, like a dirty name and kill them. It's like, you know, censorship in a way. I'm bringing down the bad guys. I don't know. I'm getting bored, so I find different ways of playing.
Yeah, you kind of have to do that.
Goals, you know, like, those are my goals, too. Clean up Mafia Wars. Yeah, right?
I think everyone has their own little personal goals.
Mm-hmm. And little things that make you go in the game, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I find my goals are too expensive, though, and then I change them.
Reach my last one. My last goal was to get to level 10,000. I'm at 10,461. Woo!
Woo!
Give me a woo woo! Oh, too much baseball.
Wanna be lucky?
Everybody. Oh, nice!
Everybody,
congratulations!
There it is. There it is.
Well, I have noticed that when you can serial level or you can keep playing as much as you want to, your level goes up a lot faster.
That's serial leveling, right?
But I don't think I like it because, like, I'm used to getting to a point where I'm going to have to wait and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. And now that I can do it with, you know, I have to still use bonuses to get there unless I just rob. And it never ends. I'm like, when am I going to stop? So I'm feeling a little guilty because I feel guilty when I shut my game down if I know I have like an energy pack waiting. So I'm going to have to get used to that.
And the whole time you're away from the computer, you're thinking about it?
Yeah.
That energy pack is waiting for me. Hurry. Big Brother won't last but 30 more minutes.
Yes. Big Brother starts. It started on last week. Uh-huh. I don't know if anyone's Big Brother fans that listens to us, but.
There's only certain reasons Jen will leave the game.
And that is one. Well, I can run a script while I'm watching. Which is still playing because I tell the script what to do and then I have to check on it when it's done.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm just letting some... Because you get a lot of negative comments, I've noticed, on my blog at least, where people say, why even play the game if you're going to run a script? You're not even playing it. And that's not true because I tell it what to do. I like to see a log of what I did with my progress, where if I play manually, I don't get to see that. I don't even know. Like, I want to know how many worms or whatever I got while fighting.
And I really don't care is the difference in the way people play.
Yeah. You know, I don't knock people for wanting to play manually. I don't get it, but I don't, like, make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't do the same to us. There should be an acceptance of, you know, you play your game the way you want, I'll play my game the way I want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just don't piss me off.
Or she'll bookmark you. Get a screenshot. Remember you forever.
Now, I was looking through my player updates, and somebody attacked me, like, a ton of times, and they lost. And then I got, like, almost 5,000 experience. And I'm like, Ooh. So it kind of like put me in the mood to write a blog post that would piss people off so they would attack me.
Oh, what'd you write about?
I don't know. But then I was thinking, well, then all the people that can beat me would attack me too.
So yeah, the biggies will get you.
But I don't know what this person's problem was. Maybe they didn't notice they were losing. That was all I could think of.
I just don't see how you can't tell. That's what I told someone when people say they accidentally hit someone like 20, 30 times. I see accidental once, maybe even twice, before you're like, oh, no, that was a bad idea.
Oh, you've never I've done that before where you start jamming on the attack button.
And it's not showing you the win or lose.
Well, then you notice you're losing and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. It's times that I have done it and been like, oops. And then if they're almost dead, I'll go ahead and go red.
Yeah.
But I guess you're right. I wasn't thinking about
it. Or those. I've seen it happen where it switches over. Like, I think if you're attacking someone and you're winning, and at that moment they decide to use one of their mission crew bonuses that doubles your skills.
Right.
And you could lose in the middle of it. And if you don't notice that.
Uh-huh.
But I never use that bonus, so I don't
think I forget about it, too.
Yeah. I don't think it matters enough, because I think if someone's stronger than you and they can kill you, it's going to be the same whether you use that bonus or not. And it's only for 50 fights, or 60 if you have one
of goes fast. Yeah.
Special abilities.
True. I think people think that I'm after them. I'm hitting the same people over and over again.
We all are, and it's a big problem. And Pete talked about that started a war on the last show.
How's that going, Pete?
It got resolved pretty much after about 24 hours, then pounding the guy that made some comments. Well, the second guy that made the comments.
The first guy left.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, they kind of worked out their differences, I guess. Or maybe they got bored of attacking him. I don't know, because...
Yeah, we had one that they were attacking us, and they said they wouldn't stop until somebody went to their war page and apologized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was it was only two people got attacked, but I was like, okay, whatever they want.
Did you go apologize?
I did.
I
said, I'm sorry that you think that we're targeting your family, but we're not.
Oh, okay, good.
I worded it in a way to make sure it was clear that we weren't targeting them in the first place.
Well, I think a lot of families think other families are targeting them right now, and that's just not the case most of the time.
Well, we need some clarification. I know Pete mentioned on the last show that Zynga combined their servers, and I've heard this in rumors elsewhere.
Yeah, I need to clarify
that.
It's a rumor that I've heard.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I've been hearing it too, though, in different places, so I think a lot of people believe it to be true.
It seems that lately you have been encountering the same people over and over, more so than you had in the past.
Definitely. So I don't know what they're messing with, but
I guess we need to ask them. But sometimes we ask them stuff and then they never answer us, and that's frustrating.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Pete, anything in Spockholm this week?
No, we are doing some server maintenance. We're trying to clean up some stuff, and now we're trying to work on some stuff with Chrome and creating the toolbar as an extension instead of the way we handled it before using kind of a user script function. So for those that notice some issues, we're trying to work through them.
Chrome's been a mess right lately. Yeah. I mean,
so we're going to try. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say they did a big update, and I think it changed things for a lot of people.
I've seen people complain about some stuff.
Yeah. My son had a complete meltdown. So even him, and it's not a script issue, it's just...
Wait, isn't he like 5?
No, he's 7, and he had a complete meltdown.
But still.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can't fix it, okay? They did an update. It's this way now.
It sounds like my boyfriend when he has a computer problem.
No, he's so mad, and I'm like, well, try Firefox. I hate Firefox.
That's so cute that he would know the difference at that age.
Yeah, that's the kids that are, you know, today's kids know all that stuff.
Yeah, wow.
It's kind of hard not to. You know, when you watch little babies that know how to work iPads and stuff like that, I mean, it's kind of incredible.
Well, it's funny when you can't fix something, they think it's your fault.
Yeah, and you get all mad at me. I didn't do it.
My boyfriend was trying to buy a collection item on the Disney store, and I guess everyone else was too, so the site crashed. And he always comes to me when he has computer problems, and I'm like, I can't fix that. He's like, come on, do something. Ask Pete. Ask one of your people.
Keep your people in the loop.
Yeah. I'm like, they don't know how to fix that either. It's a site crash.
Yeah, that's a mess. It must have been a pretty big set then for it to crash Disney servers.
Yeah. Well, they only offer like so many, like I think 2,000 or something like that. And so if you don't buy them within the first hour, they sell out and they don't make any more.
I guess this is why I haven't done.
Yeah, like he bought some for like $24 and then now they're on eBay for like close to $500.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a purpose now.
Yeah.
My daughter buys a lot of that kind of stuff, but no, I'm into simplifying. I don't want any stuff really.
Yeah, it's clutter.
Yeah, it's more stuff I got to clean and deal with. Ugh, anyway. So was that it, Pete?
No, the other thing I was working on is just a small thing.
That's what she said.
Was just a script that, you know what, like a lot of people that have created warring groups, and when I say war, I'm actually talking about the in-game wars where we can now get these items for the new levels that came out, the next achievements. Well, you know, you get to a point where you have to start telling people what you kind of need. So that if one of those things pop up, then I know that's what she said. Then, then you can go ahead and share those things. And so what I started thinking was, well, maybe I should just create a small script that would go out and actually just say which of the items you haven't gotten yet on a specific level. Now I know there's the
inventory grouper.
Yeah, the inventory grouper, but you can't really just cut and paste a quick list to put in a group. So I was just writing something small that would do that. So.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to share Aaron a little bit with the group, and then I'll probably make it into a full-fledged small spocklet and just add it out there. But right now I'm just going to add it as just a simple one-liner script for people to use.
Pretty cool.
So, yep.
Yeah, I see you finally made it into the tier 16.
Yes. I only need 4 items in there, so.
I need 2.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I'm even at. I'm not going to go look.
But I was the first person in our war group to get to the 16th level. And it was really funny because I don't know if people know this, but if your war expires after the 8 hours, you win it anyways. So you don't have to have everyone help you. And the people that do help you still get the loot item. So if you don't need an item, like, don't feel sorry for the person by not helping them because they're still going to win their war. I mean, somebody has to help them, but...
Right.
So, you know, if you get these war groups going, you know, you only get 5 items a day. So you should really try to be selective with your 5. And then once you get your 5, you can help anybody.
So it goes up to 17 now, the achievements on that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'm not that far back if I'm on 15 then, right? 8 of 10. Could be worse.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm trying to stay competitive here a little bit.
Well, and you don't have to get these things overnight. And I don't know why I'm like that, because once you get the last tier, then you get kind of bored with war. So it kind of keeps it fun. Mm-hmm. And there is no time limit on when you can get them. The only problem you may run into is if you wait too long and everybody else is on 17 and you're still on 15, it might be harder.
Right.
Right. If you're in a group like ours, if you're just out there, you know, pulling off wars from wall posts and stuff like that, trying to get them before the auto players do, then that's probably not as much an issue.
No, well, good luck getting them before the...
Yeah, I know, but you...
And that's a problem in the game, but I think people that understand it properly know how to work around it. But I feel sorry for new players that don't get that, because you see a lot of questions. Why are my wars over in 2 seconds?
That's what you said. No. Uh-huh. Why is it over in 2 seconds?
She might have. I don't know. It's possible.
No, so that's it for us probably. Like I said, we just got some stuff brewing. So.
Is that all he's got, Jen?
I believe so. He probably knows. I've been busy this week, actually. I worked 4 days in a row at the store.
Wow, you're working hard.
I know, and I kind of felt like I've been thinking, maybe I should get a job because it kind of felt cool to be a productive member of society versus one that just sits on the couch and plays Mafia Wars all day. So it's got me thinking.
Hmm. I know.
And it's funny too. Well, thankfully nothing's been going on in the game. So I, you know, really didn't feel the pressure to write too many blog posts.
Good.
Yeah, and I figured out how to bring my laptop over there and get it to work. So then I don't feel like I'm away from my computer. Just not as much time to sit at it.
I can see you making customers wait. I'm about to ice him. Oh, no, that would be if I was manually fighting.
Yeah.
So what else is up with your week? That's it?
In the game? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a whole lot. We talked on the last show that the Secret District was coming, and we predicted it would come like Friday or Saturday, but it actually came that night. And it's in Brazil. It's called the Obelisk of São Paulo. And most people found this one to be a lot easier than ones in the past. The drop rates for the loot items seem to be a little bit better.
They seem worse to me, really? I was going to ask you what the deal was.
No, they were really good, but I am hearing rumors and I'm seeing people comment that all of a sudden it kind of changed. So tonight I'm going to try to do I got one run when it was good. And so I'm going to try to get another run and compare them. But the four items that drop, they should help everyone that doesn't have the VIP loot. So people are trying to max out on them.
But, yeah, they're not dropping for me, though, so I just moved
they
on.
They might have changed it. Huh. And what really kind of makes me mad about the Secret District is there's nothing. If you're a VIP player, if you're not, then I can see the loot's going to help you. But they didn't throw in a job with a good ratio. Like, the best ratio you can get is 2.22. And we have a job in London that's 2.28. So there's absolutely no reason, if the loot doesn't help you, to stay in the Secret District. It's like a get in and get out kind of thing.
That's what she said.
Oh. So, and, you know, a lot of people finished it in one or two days. I finished it on the first day. It was the second day. I got the 50 loot items right away.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very much fun. And I liked how on the last one, like, the jobs that required consumables had like a 2.47 ratio. So it was kind of fun to collect enough gifts to do that job. But I don't know if that was a mistake to begin with, that they made that ratio so high. But I think once they do something, they shouldn't be allowed to go back and nerf it and scale it down.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So I give this Secret District a 2, except for the people that need the loot. Then it's more like a 7. But they really should offer a good ratio. Because if it's only out for 14 days, wouldn't you want your players to, like, engage in it and not just do it and ignore it?
Right.
But that's just me. Maybe they would prefer people buy more stamina and energy refills.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah. And not care about their overall happiness in the game.
Yep. I finished it pretty quick myself. And then like you said, I moved on to something else. I didn't need the loot, so.
Yeah. Yep. Leonard found some images in the servers of some two loot items that have 5 levels of mastery. And I don't think they're for the property, because usually those come out all together and it's only one. So we were thinking that it could possibly be for like a hellish hydraulic event. But they're not hydraulic-y and they don't really seem related to each other. So it could be poker. It could be some other things. But so I think either they're going to give us something new, or it won't be called Hellish Hydraulics. It's called Crafter's Choice in the back code. So maybe it'll have a different name. Hmm. So that's interesting. It looks like cool loot items. And then some scary news. One of my friends, he runs the Mafia Wars Tornado site, and he's good at finding server images. And he sent me one. It's a vehicle, and it's called Villo City.
Like velocity.
Like velocity, but the thing is, the word Vill is in there. And they have their new game called The Vill. That's like a copycat of The Sims, but Senga claims it's so much better and does so much more. So, and there's 4 levels. And when we did the Bubble Safari, the loot item had 4 levels. So I'm kind of worried we're going to get this elaborate cross-game promotion again. Mm. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't want to build a house and have people come over. If I wanted to do that, I would be playing Sims for the past 3 years, not Mafia. Mm-hmm. So I don't like it when they do that. Especially if it's difficult, like Bubble Safari, that took some time. Mm-hmm.
Definitely took some patience.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how I feel about this. But then I was thinking it could be Cityville too.
Yeah.
Oh, spelled it wrong. It's Ville O City. So yeah, it's got to be that Ville. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know anything about that game?
Nope.
It's Zynga's newest game, and it's set up just like the Sims game where you make a house and you're supposed to do things and people come over and you buy stuff for it.
Oh, dear.
And you can even have sex in it.
Ooh.
Like virtual sex. Yeah, if you get someone to come over to your house.
You just got a whole bunch of people to go play.
Yeah. Yes, there's the bed, and if you lay down in it, it explodes with all these darts.
I remember Sims used to have like a glitch or something that made the characters look naked or something like a long time ago. But I don't know. I checked out Sims, a year or two ago on Facebook. Uh-huh. And there was, it's kind of weird because it's like the wanting you to have relationships with your Sims. And so I guess.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at like if you go to the Snouts page.
Mm-hmm.
The Mafia War Snouts, the people that run that page, they seem to be into this game, and mm-hmm. they posted a lot of screenshots and stuff, so if you, they might be able to advise us on what to do.
True. I don't know. Just I'll end up wanting to check it out just to see it.
Yeah, I'll check it out, but I don't want to get like I was with Bubble Safari. I was obsessed with that game.
You were. I was surprised you blocked it.
I didn't do any blog posts. I was just lazy. All I did was pop bubbles and... You know, I had to block it or I'd still be playing it. I don't want to do that again. But I don't see a game like that capturing my interest or addictive side. Like, I'm going to want to know the minimum I have to do to get this cross-game promo item.
Right.
And then I might even say, screw it, I'm not getting this one. If it's too elaborate, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably like, I don't know, if it's a life game like that, I can only imagine the things that'll make you have to achieve before you get...
Yeah.
Reward.
And I'm not having sex with anybody in this game.
Well, a lot of players like those kinds of games, though. It might do really well for them.
Yeah.
You never know, but Sims is already out there, so. I hope it's a little bit different.
Well, they claim it is. I linked an article from Mashable, and they had talked to someone from Zynga to get their spin on how it is different. But of course, they're going to say that.
It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's what they're gonna say.
Yeah, like maybe Mafia Wars people will quit and play this one instead. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we need to make a clarification. On the last show, there was a small mini rant about them not having the 50% discount offers for
because you weren't patient enough.
No, I said I was gonna wait 24 hours, yeah. And I did. And right at the 24 hour mark, the pop ups came.
It sure did.
And at first I was suspicious. I'm like, oh, so they're just going to do it for one day and not two. But they ran for 2 days, the game card redemption and the discount from buying reward points.
You were on them. They just can't pull anything off on you.
Well, it wasn't just me. There were lots of people complaining.
Uh-huh. No, I know. I laughed when I saw it pop up because I thought.
And then what's really funny about that, because I was so busy, I never got a chance to buy them. Like, I forgot.
Oh.
And so I threw a fit for nothing.
Wait for the people.
So now I gotta wait for the next marketplace promotion. But I'm sure someone was happy.
Yeah, probably so.
Yep. And that's about it as far as new stuff goes.
Well, anything else? Y'all got any shout outs, Pete?
No, I don't this evening. I'm good.
Cool. Jen, you got a shout out?
Yes.
You got.
Okay, remember we talked about the contest on the last show?
Right.
Well, Zynga, they had another contest, and this was on Twitter, and it kind of went hand in hand with that water item. I forgot what it was called.
The canoe? Yeah,
the thing they teamed up with water.org.
Yeah, the canoe or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, they made a Twitter contest out of it, and if you went to their Twitter page and gave a suggestion on the best way to conserve water, you could be randomly selected to get 300 reward points. And once again, they announced the winner on their blog, which I think is cool because I hate it when they have a contest and then we don't know who won. Like, remember those by Dre?
Yep, who got them?
And we don't know. They never told us. And then that one, that $25,000 grand prize for that blowing up Vegas.
Yeah,
we never heard about that. There's a lot of contests
got it.
They didn't tell us about. Probably one of them got it. But anyway,
they had to give it to Snoop.
So my shout out is to Sasha Crick. Hopefully I said his name right. It's K-R-I-K. And he actually won the Twitter contest. And again, it was something creative. Like, I entered it and I just said to turn off the water while you're in the scrubbing process of washing your hands. You had to give ways to conserve water. And they said their most popular answer was to take a shower with somebody else.
Oh, of course.
So Sasha's, his reply that won, he put, killing in the internet do not need to wash the blood. So like saying kill people on the internet because you don't get bloody and you don't have to wash it off. And he's from Russia, I believe.
Actually, you don't need water for washing off blood. You need lots of bleach and no, never mind.
Oh, you seem to have some
story for another day.
Yeah, are you like
Crystal Pizza Cleaner.
So my shout out is to him because I felt bad. Like, I hardly did any blog posts, and I whipped this one out. I think it was Saturday night, and I kind of made a joke. I said, "Sorry, guys, not much exciting going on in the game." And then same people put LOL, but then Sasha replied, "I think it's exciting." and then I said, "Oh no, you're exciting, but I mean water conservation and Twitter's not very exciting." But then he was saying how important water conservation was, so I was just kind of stepping on myself over there. But yeah, all that stuff's important and exciting. So my shout out is to him and congratulations. He is 300 reward points richer. I don't know how many warthogs that comes out to, but
enough, a lot.
Enough to make a health problem in the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine and a listener of the show that sends me a lot of great comments all the time, and I don't think I've ever said hello. So to Darren Vaughn, which I don't know if he's friends with both of y'all, but he's really cool. So giving him a shout.
Go.
I guess we out of here.
Yep.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, scared